be here, bringing books to life, vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights, written by Daniel Wilmot and produced by Be Here.
Thundering up the back stairs, Felicia ran, her face split in wild laughter. Less than a flight behind her, Jedi followed, determined to catch her and put an end to the misery she'd caused him. The fire door flew open with a bang. Both figures hurtled onto the concrete, laser pistols drawn.
Nothing like a bit of fresh air for a showdown, hey, Jed?
Tell me where she is.
Or what? You'll slap me around like the old days.
And with a grin, her high kick sent his gun clattering away. In an instant, he was on top of her, and they rolled over on the tarmac, punching and swinging viciously, both of them fighting to kill.
Brush up on our history, sweetheart. I can do this just as well as you can, remember?
You tell me where she is. Tell me! Tell me!
Oh, come on. That would totally ruin the surprise ending, wouldn't it? Now, let's stop all this childish brawling, shall we?
Shoot me if you want, Flick. You'll never get people to stop hating you. The sages hate you. The rest of the galaxy is going to hate you too once they know what you are.
You theatre types. You never can just die without a little soliloquy, can you?
Okay. I'm assuming you meant to miss me then.
Come on, Jed. You didn't think I was actually going to blast you with this thing, did you? Don't get me wrong. I really want to. Oh, look! Here's my return flight. Oh, we're far from finished, sweetheart. But you know what they say about death?
What?
Sometimes it boosts the viewing. Sometimes it doesn't. Ha!
And with cat-like grace, she leapt from the ship's handrail. Jedi's dark eyes stared after the small craft as it bore his enemy away into the fading sky.
I'll find you. Wherever you hide, Flick, I'll find you!
Meanwhile, high above the stage in the lighting rafters...
I've got you now, you winged monstrosity!
Oh, I really don't think you have, mate.
What? Your pathetic pistol is no threat to me. I cannot die.
Oh, pelicans.
He wants his guarantee checking, doesn't he?
My king, I beg you with all my heart, don't send me away from your side.
I know thee not, old woman. But I forgive thee, lovely nurse, for thou hast given me this wonderful dead cyborg, which fell from above like an angel. And is definitely part of this play's performance.
Oh, yes, sire. That was definitely, certainly my doing.
Come, let us live happily ever after.
What? What? What?
They're applauding.
They like it?
So it would seem.
Oh, that was great! And Beaker, that was great! We should do it again! Let's do it again!
Don't push it, dear. They might turn nasty yet.
The amethyst night sky of the Mandrake system glimmered in the silver plating of the little moon spaceship as it soared away from the grateful planet. On the bridge, the crew debated their success.
Well, it wasn't the most orthodox rendition of the text. It can't be denied.
Stuff the text. Yours was better. It was funny. It had a happy ending.
Please, I'm just glad they didn't boo us both off the stage.
How are we doing, Cap?
We're just leaving the atmosphere now, Captain. We should be out of the Mandrake system in 10 minutes.
Good. You know, I'm still trying to figure out why Felicia didn't kill me. She could have done. She had the gun in her hand.
Maybe she still secretly likes you.
Who cares? We got paid tonight.
And the Prince did a great job. He kept in character and everything, even when that robotic monster came crashing down in front of him.
Yeah, that guy can really improvise, I'll give him that. I still hate him, but...
Oh, sorry, that's just my phone. Rats, it's Lord Silk. I think I'd better take this one in my cabin. Wish me luck.
You think he'll ever relax, Beaky?
Well, they bred flying pigs last year, didn't they? So maybe.
Hello? Am I...
No. You're not interrupting anything, sire. Come on in.
Hey, well done on stage tonight, Princey.
Thanks. Ow! I say, this bridge is a bit small, isn't it?
We know.
Lovely view, though. I don't think I ever realised how nice it is to look at the stars before.
Well, take a good look. Somewhere out there, there's a planet with an exciting new life waiting for you.
Ah, yes. Actually, I was wondering...
Scarab's pincers.
What's he done to you, Jed?
You'll never believe this, guys.
You're secretly a platypus?
Silk wants to hire us again. They loved it. They loved the show.
Well, of course they loved the show. Didn't you hear that applause?
He said he thought we had a great reimagining of the story, and he wants to book us again to reinvent more old classics in the variety season next summer.
You're joking.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our first major booking.
Our first huge gig, that's great.
We should have some alcohol.
Not a worry, Thistle. I've procured just the thing.
Hey, where did you get those wine bottles, Lenny?
Pinched them from the theatre bar when no one was looking. Nah, I'm only kidding. Lord Silk left them with our wages. You forgot to pick them up, Captain.
Oh, yeah. Wages. Right.
I've got some glasses, too.
Thank you, Lenny.
I want one!
But what about me?
Yeah, let the Prince have one, Lenny. We wouldn't have made this gig if it wasn't for him.
Here you go, son.
Thank you.
So, Your Highness, have you had any thoughts about where you want us to drop you off yet?
Well, sort of.
Come on, then.
It's just, well, I don't know anywhere out there. I've never been far, even when I was on Varsha. And if I can't go back, well, wherever I go, I'll always remember it as a place I had to move to when I lost my home.
Now that I can relate to.
But I really enjoyed acting with you guys today.
What? Really?
No, seriously. When I lost my home, it felt like everything had fallen to pieces in my life. But when I got on stage, it was like none of that pain was there anymore. It was a different world. I was just there with the character and the story and...
And the dead cyborg!
I guess what I wanted to ask is, I really like to stay here, if I can.
What? In a Mandrake system?
No, here, on the ship. I want to do more acting. I've never had so much fun before in my life. I want to do more of it.
Hang on, you want to stay with us?
Well, yes, if you'll have me.
Really?
Yes, I'd like to join your company. Please?
What do you think, Beaky?
Well, we could always use more actors. You'll have to work, mind you.
I shall. I want to.
And you'll have to keep our secrets.
I will. I promise.
Well, in that case...
Prince Randall, welcome aboard.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations.
Well done. You can't have my bunk, though, okay?
And what about you, Jedite? You plan on staying for a while, or are you about ready to tear off across the galaxy again?
Oh, I'll find my mother, Beaky. Don't you worry, I haven't forgotten. But I'm not going to wreck any more innocent lives while I'm doing it. Besides, the more shows I do with you guys, the more I'm getting back at the ones who took her.
That's the spirit.
All right, guys, come on. It's drinking time.
We need a toast first.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the Little Moon Theatre Company.
And dragons!
And dragons. Here's to us. What?
Seriously, Jed, was that the best you could come out with?
Sorry, my head went blank.
Oh, just cheers already!